Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight his paths. This is God's message to us as we celebrate the second Sunday of Advent. But how should we prepare the way of the Lord? The answer? Hold on tightly to what God has promised you and remember what God has done for you. Consider the readings for the Mass for today. In the first reading, the prophet Baruch is writing to the Jews in exile. The year is 587 BC. The Babylonians have destroyed Jerusalem. They have transported the Jews into foreign territories in their empire. To put it in a different way, imagine the immensity of the actions by the Babylonians, the devastation that it must have caused among the Jewish people. It would be like the Babylonians would invade Rome, destroy St. Peter's Basilica, and exile the Romans to different parts of Europe. Now, some people might think that this wouldn't be too bad of an idea today, considering how things are going in the church. But I assure you, it would be devastating. But the prophet Baruch has a message for the Jews in exile. He tells them to stand up. He tells them to look to the east and to see God gathering his people. Baruch says, "Stand upon the heights, look to the east, and see your children gathered from the east and the west at the word of the Holy One, rejoicing that they are remembered by God." The prophet Baruch personifies Jerusalem as a mother who is standing on the top of a mountain, looking off into the distance, waiting for her children to come home. The prophet says, "Led away on foot by their enemies, they left you, but God will bring them back to you, borne aloft in glory, as on royal thrones." You see, the prophet is telling the Jews in exile to stand up, to look into the distance, to see the great things that God is doing, to return the children of Israel to their mother, Jerusalem. And God can never be outdone in generosity. The Jews may have been embarrassed in their exile. They may have been humiliated. But isn't that the best way to grow in humility? And after all, they were God's chosen people, a people peculiarly his own. But they will return in a better condition, and God will bring them back aloft and sitting on a royal throne. We see the fulfillment of this promise that God made to the Jews through the prophet Baruch in the responsorial psalm. The psalm says, "When the Lord brought back the captives of Zion, we were like men dreaming. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with rejoicing." The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad indeed. Indeed, when we remember the great things that God does for us, that we are alive, that we are happy, we have a roof over our heads, we have loving families, we have food on the table, we are filled with joy. And Paul is the perfect example of this in our second reading. The one thing that you need to know about the second reading is that Paul is writing from imprisonment. He is imprisoned, and yet he writes this beautiful letter. He says, "Brothers and sisters, I pray always with joy in every prayer for all of you, because of your partnership for the gospel from the first day until now." Paul may be in prison, but he remembers that God has remembered him. He remembers that through God's grace, he has started the church in Philippi. And through God's grace, the church in Philippi has remained faithful to the gospel. Paul doesn't become excessively fixated on his limitations, the fact that he can't move, he's in jail. Rather, he uses his time wisely and takes this time of solitude to encourage his fellow Christians. He focuses on God's grace. I planted, Apollos watered, but God caused the growth. And that's a perfect place to close, because the gospel reminds us that God caused the growth in John the Baptist at a specific time. And it was the time that God deemed was proper. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and the list goes on. God's call comes to John at a certain time, the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, in a certain place, in the desert. That's not an accident. And a certain purpose, that all flesh shall see the salvation of God. As we approach Christmas in 2 weeks, how about one practical tip for growing, for entering into the season with a greater spirit of joy? Why don't we try and fast from music or enter more into the silence? Consider fasting from music in the car. Just hit the power button and then use that time in the car to thank God, to remember him, to pray for people. And just that little bit of time, that 10 to 15 minutes while you're driving to work, can really force you to get outside of yourself and to look into the distance to see that God is gathering his children. And one day we will reign on royal thrones with him in heaven.